Ed eccoci finalmente con il nostro ospite di questa notte, Xavier Fantastic Negrito. Welcome, good night. A big pleasure having you here. Siamo davvero onorati di avere Xavier qui con noi questa notte.
Thank you very much. Grazie. It's an honor and a privilege to be in Italy with all you wonderful people in the city of Rome, which is beautiful.
Molto felice e onorato anche lui di essere qui a Roma, città bellissima e gente fantastica, almeno fino adesso gli è andata bene a quanto pare. We are not all fantastic, so your first meetings were fine.
They were amazing.
Let's start from your name, because that's obvious. Il nome che si è scelto, Fantastic Negrito. Why this evocative name?
I trust always the power of the spirit, and Fantastic Negrito just came to me as I was immersing myself in Black Roots music, you know, the music of Charlie Patton, the music of Skip James, the music of Robert Johnson. I mean, these are the people that started. They're the kings in my book. And so I thought, what a great way that every time someone asks me, what does Fantastic Negrito mean? I get to say those names. Because there are a lot of names. Those names, people don't know. And for me, these are the geniuses of American music and what later becomes pop culture in the world. That all started
right there. That is the foundation.
That is the foundation. So that is the reason for Fantastic Negrito. Not that I'm fantastic, but because the tradition in which I am very much influenced by is fantastic. And Negrito is a fun word, and it's international, and it gets everybody's attention. There you go.
So, name them again.
For me, it's Skip James.
Allora, sta facendo l'elenco dei padri fondatori del suono americano, in particolare di quello del Delta Blues. Skip James,
Robert Johnson.
Charlie Patton.
I mean, you could take later on Howlin' Wolf and people like that, but for me, like the what really influenced me was hearing Skip James, Charlie Patton and Robert Johnson.
Insomma, gliel'ho voluti far ripetere perché lui dice Fantastic Negrito, oltre ad essere un gioco, è un omaggio perché l'ispirazione mi è venuta proprio dai padri fondatori di quel suono che ci appartiene. Allora non è che sono tanto io fantastico, è fantastica la storia a cui io do continuità. I miei piedi poggiano su quei padri fondatori, su quelle fondamenta, e sono loro a parlare per noi, a rendere questa storia fantastica. Vogliamo cominciare con un brano dal vivo, Fantastic Negrito, qui a Stereonotte. What's the first live track for tonight?
We'll start with Night Is Turned Today.
Ok, Fantastic Negrito dal vivo per Stereonotte.
The song is called Night Has Turned Today.
If you got a lot of things that went wrong in your life, baby, turn the bullshit into good shit every time. I know. Night it turned today, oh, night it turned today. Night it turned today, don't wonder. Night it turned today. Night it turned today, oh, night it turned today. Night it turned today, not mama, that night it turned today. I was walking in the darkness, I had not yet seen the light. I was sleeping with all the bad ones, and I thought I won the fight. At the peak of my delusion, I love money, homes, and cars. Now I'm walking in sunlight, broken, battered, bruised, and scarred. Keep singing. Night it turned to day, oh, night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, Lord, mama, did night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, oh, night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, Lord, mama, did night it turned to day. In the middle of the conflict between me, myself, and life, I watch people die for nothing. I saw cold to hungry eyes. But when I swam deep in the river, on my conscience I did find self-reflection, new direction to a healthy state of mind I thought I'd never find.
sat down to myself saying, naughty turn today, oh naughty turn today, naughty turn today, Lord mama said, naughty turn today, naughty turn today, oh naughty turn today, naughty turn today, Lord mama said, naughty turn today. I'm not going back, I'm not going back, I'm not going back to a plantation that has all the dreams and the happiness. Go by the ice ground to stand on, give me three wives and a love child, baby. Night it turned to day, oh night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, Lord mama, the night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, oh night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, Lord mama, the night it turned to day.
Insomma, siamo partiti fortissimo, eh? Fantastic Negrito, fantastico per davvero. E questo era solo l'assaggio, eh? Credo che abbiamo ancora un paio di regali per questa notte. Intanto mi incuriosisce molto la sua storia, la sua biografia. You talk about having lived three lives.
Three lives.
Tre vite addirittura questo
yeah.
signore. So, I guess the first one is the everybody's life. When you grew up and you barely knows who you are, where you come from. You try to find an answer, but
yes.
you don't always get one.
That's very true.
Insomma, la prima vita è quella che più o meno appartiene a tutti noi, quella in cui nasciamo, cresciamo e facciamo fatica a trovare risposte nel cosmo. Ma poi che è successo? What's next?
I would say the second part was having the dream to learn music and living in California and pursuing a recording contract, which I was able to do, and you know, I signed a record deal for like $1 million. It was a big deal back in the 90s, and I think that was kind of like the second part of this dream that had been realized, which is actually very American. You know, you have this dream, you're nobody, you're from the streets, and you go out there and you go to conquer the world. But that was cut short because I was involved in a car accident that left me in a coma 3 weeks, and I almost died. And that began my second life, the rebirth.
Allora,
coming from such... Oh.
Quick translation. Allora, intanto la sua seconda vita ha cominciato quasi come fosse un tipico sogno americano. Si trasferisce a Los Angeles, firma un contratto da $1 million per una grande etichetta discografica, dal nulla. Proprio come vediamo nei film, un signor nessuno che conosce per un attimo, assapora le tentazioni del successo e della ricchezza, ma poi succede che intanto quel contratto discografico non va a buon fine, perché forse era solo l'artista giusto nel momento sbagliato. In quel momento la cosa che più chiedeva il mercato era il cosiddetto gangsta rap, che poco si conciliava con il suo suono più roots, più viscerale. E poi succede soprattutto un incidente d'auto particolarmente violento, dove Xavier, Fantastic Negrito, rimane in coma per 3 settimane. E quando torna alla luce riconsidera tutta la sua esistenza, la sua stessa, il senso ultimo della sua vita. So after coming to life, you started your new life.
Yeah, I think that was part two. That was my second chance at living, and you know, I had broken most of all my bones and my playing hand. You know, I can't play with a pick. It's just kind of this. I call it the claw. It really doesn't move that much, but it. You know, I had to work with what I had. I had to work with what I had in front of me. And that became a whole different perspective on living.
Allora, in quell'incidente, intanto, sottolineiamo questo, ha avuto un problema alla mano destra, la mano con cui suona la sua chitarra. E quindi ha dovuto reinventare anche tutto il suo stile di suonare la chitarra. Però ha fatto di necessità virtù. E quindi, so?
Yes, and so what it did is it, I got out of my... you know, recording contract by getting into the coma and almost dying. And then I became I began a second life at just exploring different music and a lot more freedom, opposed to being in a very constricted corporate environment of a record label. And so it allowed me to have different incarnations of music. And I got into doing all these different side groups. It was interesting.
Ha ripensato anche alla musica che componeva. Non era più imbrigliato dentro una logica esclusivamente commerciale. Ha potuto usufruire a quel punto di maggiore libertà espressiva, di una creatività che prima non gli era concessa o che aveva lui stesso rimosso, proprio perché abbagliato dal sogno americano, di questo successo che gli aveva reso improvvisamente. E questo è stato un bene, tutto sommato, perché gli ha dato una seconda vita. That was your second life. What about the third one?
I feel like the third life was, artistically, it was quitting everything after the second one, and I achieved a lot through music and film. That was really my forte, so to speak, and I just quit and walked away from it all one day, and I quit for 5 years and did things like I had a marijuana farm, organic farm in Northern California, where this is really prevalent, and decided to have kids, you know what I mean, try that whole lifestyle out, and that was going fantastic. And the very thing that made me quit, I wanted to have kids and dedicate my life to having a family. When I had the kid brought me back to music. So you want to translate that?
Allora, terza vita, molla completamente la musica, decide che non è il momento per dedicarsi alla musica, vuole dedicarsi alla vita e riscoprire altre cose, in primis quella che voleva avere un figlio, ma poi si dedica all'agricoltura, diciamo così, sui generis, visto che coltiva marijuana nel nord della California, e si dedica quindi un po' a un'attività bucolica, un po' all'attività di padre, ma paradossalmente si riavvicina alla musica proprio grazie a questo figlio. Q is your son's name, right?
Yes.
Is it a Japanese name? What is it?
Japanese name.
It's a number.
No, well, it is a number, but it depends on the kanji, the spelling, and then it becomes whatever you want it to be, and it means beautiful black stone.
Oh, una bella pietra nera. Credo che però in giapponese significa anche 10. It's 10 for the Japanese.
9.
Ah, he's 9, right.
I actually named him after Sakamoto Q, the singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a singer named Sakamoto Q.
Ah, il vero nome di Sakamoto è Q. E quindi questo ragazzo, how old is he now?
He is now 6.
Questo ragazzo, suo figlio di 6 anni, lo ha riavvicinato alla musica che aveva deciso di abbandonare. How did it happen, the fact that your son...
It was pretty simple. I was, I'd sold all my instruments, and I thought I would never play again, but I had an old guitar underneath the couch. I couldn't put him to sleep one day, and I thought, well, maybe I could play the guitar. I haven't done that in a while, and I just played an open G. And his reaction was extraordinary, and he began the slow walk back to being my third life as a musician, as an artist.
È bastato un semplice accordo di soul, la reazione del bambino è stata tale che lui ha capito che era arrivato il momento di ricongiungersi con la musa ispiratrice, l'antica musa musicale. I'm very curious to listen to something more. Un altro brano da parte di Fantastic Negrito, questa notte a Stereonotte.
Thank you very much. I'm gonna do a song called Rant Rushmore. Most of my fears send I give it to you for the rest of my life. And all this pain, all this came from the game that your mamas and your daddies played and abused. Oh, why? Praying I feel the same for all the things that I've done wrong.
mean, it seems it's time to a bitter scene. I'm eating cold macaroni for dinner. I'm a lifelong sinner. Amen.
Fantastic Negrito dal vivo per Stereonotte, una meraviglia assoluta. Io sono commosso, elettrizzato da questa sua presenza live. Chiedo in regia se possiamo togliere l'effetto eco, magari, ecco. Perfetto. Just last question is about the color line. It's still a subject in today's America. It has been something really deep inside the life and development of United States of America in the last century, and I wonder how things change since from your perspective. Gli sto chiedendo se dal suo punto di vista è cambiato qualcosa attorno alla linea del colore che ha tracciato e diviso troppo a lungo gli Stati Uniti d'America. Si dice che il razzismo non sia più un argomento centrale, ma forse ha assunto solo sembianze nuove. Maybe it's not racism, but it's classism still very live in today's America.
Well, you know, race is a big part of our country. It's the foundation, in a sense, and there's really no getting around it. But I do think that, you know, the power is in your mind. And you can live your life for other people if you want, or you can just live your life. Other people's problems, you can make them your problems, or you can choose another road, and I choose another road. Although it exists in our country, I don't try to focus on it or make it my problem. But of course it exists. It's part of the country. It's in the foundation. It's in the blood. It's in the roots. But is it going to stop me? No. You got to look at it that way. That's the way I look at it. I want to be a happy person and concentrate on good things. And I want to know how things can be done, not how they can't be done.
Dunque, la questione della razza è una questione centrale negli Stati Uniti d'America da sempre. Lo è stato e lo è tuttora. Impossibile negarlo. Però conta tantissimo la forma mentale con cui si guardano le cose. Lui dice è più importante cercare di capire quello che si può fare, non quello che non si può fare. Quindi si può vivere cercando di risolvere i problemi degli altri, o si può vivere cercando di semplicemente fare bene la propria cosa, cercare una propria strada, che non significa per questo mettere la testa sotto la sabbia, ma significa appunto avere un percorso di positività che si riflette poi in tutta la comunità in cui uno vive. Fantastic Negrito, thank you for having been with us tonight. You told me that you could give me a last gift for tonight. Gli ho chiesto se poteva farci un regalo extra, maybe a cover of something special you got in your soul. What you were thinking about? Gli ho chiesto una cover speciale, una sorpresa. Non so neanche io cosa abbia scelto.
Well, I'm terrible at covers. Usually I don't do them, but I did do one cover on this record, but I did change it from E to F. And I added a bridge, so I don't know how much of a cover, but it's still a cover.
Gli ha cambiato gli accordi a questo brano, non è proprio la sua dimensione quella delle cover, ma l'ha fatta nel disco e non sa più dire quanto è una cover, proprio perché gli ha cambiato gli accordi. What is it about?
That girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines where the sun don't shine. Well, I shivered the whole night through. Black girl, where will you go? To the place where the cold winds blow. In the pines where the sun don't shine. Well, I shivered child all by yourself. Then the policeman shot him down. Black girl, where will you go? To the place where the cold winds blow. In the pines, where the sun don't shine. Where the shiver the whole night through. Oh no, where did you sleep last night?
in the pines, where the sun don't shine. In the pines, in the pines, in the pines, where the sun don't shine. Where the shiver the whole night through.
Non potevamo salutarci con un regalo migliore, questo citazione, omaggio di Led Belly. Grazie ancora a Fantastic Negrito e grazie a Daniele Di Noia per il supporto alla parte tecnica, come sempre preziosissimo. Noi possiamo proseguire e chiudere con l'ultima mezz'ora di Stereonotte. Grazie ancora, Xavier, buonanotte.
Thank you very much, Italy.
Ciao.
Grazie, ciao.
Grazie.